Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. It's me, Glenn Robertson of Pure Channels, and absolutely delighted today to have Alex Tathan, who has dropped in this afternoon to join us. Alex, as you hopefully will all know, if not, I've no idea where you've been. For those that don't know, Alex is MD of West Coast, and he's delighted that he's joined us today. Alex, if I could ask you quickly, just 20 or 30 seconds to give a brief introduction to those people that enjoy listening to you, and those who may not have come across you for some weird reason in the channel, that would be great.
Well, that's kind of you to even think that I'm that well known. Listen, I'm managing director of West Coast. West Coast are the UK's largest privately owned IT business. We're the channel's largest IT distribution business. We're growing at around about 15 to 20% per annum. So really fast growth, really dynamic business. We'll turn over something like $3.5 billion this year. And as a business, we are really supporting and really an essential service, I think, for the UK IT channel. And I'm hoping that we are helping thousands of resellers at the moment get through what is obviously a very difficult and interesting time.
Perfect. Alex, great introduction. Much appreciated. Much appreciate, obviously, as well, you taking the time to join us on the drop-in this afternoon. So, quick reminder of the rules. We're informal, we're uncut, we're uncensored, we're unedited. Feel free to deliver your gold as you see fit. And also, I'm absolutely sure we'll follow this some golden nuggets that we can all benefit from and your vast experience in the channel. So let's get this set up as we always do with a question. Obviously, this is this is a peculiar time and something that we've probably never seen before and very unlikely to see again. What is it, Alex, to start with? What is it that you've been seeing? Maybe good and bad, or good, bad, and ugly. From vendors at the moment, is there something that vendors are doing well? Is there something that vendors could be doing better in order to, better equip you, partners, and end customers throughout this situation?
Yes, very interestingly, I think that there are a number of things that vendors are doing, and therefore I would encourage any reseller listening to this to make sure that they are fully aware of all the opportunities that vendors are giving to them, whether it's relaxing their accreditation rules or relaxing their targets. Really make sure that you're taking advantage of all the vendor schemes, as no doubt you are with some of the government schemes that you're doing. So that's a really important message out there. Actually, if you look at West Coast vendors, all of them have been pretty strong about making sure that they are getting good channel communication in place. Even Apple have just launched a new program at the start of this month, New Deal 8. And of course, you're seeing a rather awkward moment to launch that particular program. But that is still a very dynamic program, allowing many more partners to get involved with Apple. And that's going to be an exciting opportunity. Do speak to anyone at West Coast about that. I think you're also seeing opportunities to make sure that there are new technologies coming out to really help you. Now, one of the things that has been really difficult, of course, has been the supply of goods, because that has clearly been disrupted by manufacturing in China. And as that now creates a new wave of product coming through, I think that you're going to see that begin to free up during the month of May and on into June. Please take advantage of some of the opportunities that's now affording many, many resellers to be able to get involved in some of the new products, being able to be in more freer supply, because clearly West Coast have been allocating to the NHS really over the past 6 weeks or so, and prioritising all the orders for the NHS. Certainly that's what we have been doing. So there are opportunities, I think it's fair to say, and both from vendors and of course from West Coast itself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, brilliant. So that's really good information for in regards of what the vendors are doing. There are special offers, shall we call them, going on. They are relaxing rules. They are making allowances for partners. And it's really a case of staying in touch and ultimately making the most of them in the same way that we're seeing publicly and through the media. The government are making again various allowances and special things available. And from what you say as well, Alex, that's great news that vendors are doing that as well. So I think sort of tip one is probably make sure you're well informed, stay abreast of the vendor information, and take advantage of anything that they're doing that is special for the current time. What else do you think, Alex, or what advice might you have for resellers? How can they, and without wanting to jump on a bandwagon, because we're seeing quite a lot of that at the moment, which is pitiful in some instances. But what is it that resellers can do to actually create, if you like, opportunity? And I think we are allowed to use that word because, as you, I think you've mentioned, and we certainly mentioned in our brief conversation before going live, that there is an opportunity here. And actually, the UK channel has stepped up massively in being able to support everything that's happening here. So how can resellers equip themselves and become better equipped in order to help the customer at the moment?
Yeah, well, I think there are a couple of things that I'd say. The first most important thing, I think, is that you're going to be looking at your own business as a reseller and say, how can I make sure that I am protecting myself as best I can? So obviously make sure that you're taking advantage of all those government schemes that are available to you. Secondly, however, I think that you're going to be looking at particular parts of your business that will do well. And those parts of the business, by the way, will be education, because the demand for education and the government not leaving any school behind, any pupil behind over the next 4 months or so, as we approach the next school year, will be immense. And I think, therefore, if you are into education in any way, that you could help. And that will be something that I think you can really get involved with. I also think that a lot of businesses, when they went into this, weren't perfectly set up for some of that that homeworking that we've all had to do. And therefore, I think we can see a second surge as people come back into their offices over the coming months or so to be able to make their business continuity plans more robust. Because you said we may never go into it again. In my view, we almost certainly will be working from home a lot more from now on forever. And I think as a result of that, I think it's important that all businesses, no matter who they are, will be enabling their employees to be able to work from home more flexibly and have to do that safely. And there'll be therefore a lot more opportunities with security, a lot more opportunities with better products, better setups for people to be able to work from home, as opposed to the rather rush job that was probably done by many businesses in March. And of course, then we're going to have a very interesting move to the cloud. So you're going to see a whole bunch more opportunities as they move into the cloud, and therefore your own cloud businesses must be more robust, and you must be advising your end users to take more of their business to the cloud, because I think that's certainly going to be a big opportunity going forward. And I'm certain that we've already seen huge uptick of Azure and of the cloud opportunities within our business and within West Coast Cloud, but I can only see that accelerating on a go-forward basis at the moment. So there are some opportunities coming up, and I think you've got to prepare yourself for some of those. Make sure that you are speaking to your end user base and really planning how you're doing that. However, I also think that almost certainly, if you are like me, I think over the past month or so that you've been managing in the present and really looking at your business and really being slightly inward looking and focusing on that, I think you're going to see West Coast among many come out in a much, much more aggressive fashion over the course of May as we free up that supply and try and boost everyone and everyone's opportunities in terms of the opportunities that are out there. And I'm really hoping that your channels and a whole range of other agencies can really help drive the message through for vendors, for distributors, and for resellers all the way through the channel. Because without question, it is the channel that have done the best out of this. The direct partners have really been poor, really struggled with their distance from the end user. And I think you can see it's the channel that has stepped up. So I congratulate everyone all West Coast customers for doing just a bang up job of doing so well with their customers, driving the channel sales through. And I'm certain vendors will recognize that in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it almost feels like we kind of need to stop on that note, because you know that really is full endorsement for the indirect channel in terms of, you know, how you're absolutely right. We've seen it from a vendor and a partner perspective in terms of those offers that are coming out from vendors. You know, additional funding, additional co-op, additional MDF, BDF type scenarios where, you know, vendors are wanting to support partners in getting that message out. And I think you're right. You know, it does seem like there has been a coming together, you know, hashtagging this together. It really is the case that the channel have pulled together and in order to make some of these things happen. And that's from a large scale, as you quite rightly said, in the West Coast support of the Nightingale Hospital, and also the day-to-day, the local small business that has needed to be enabled really, really quickly in order to work from home and everything in between. And I think that has been testament to how the channel has pulled together. So, you know, I will be making a huge announcement based on those words there, Alex, because I think you're really, right. Absolutely. You know, okay, so supply aside, just quickly, we've talked a little bit about the vendors, we talked a little bit about the partners. You're obviously in that middle piece. So what is it that you guys, what is it that West Coast are doing and can do in order to support vendors, but also in order to support the partners to make the most of the opportunities that you've just described?
Well, I think the first thing is, as I said, I think that over the past month or so, we've been managing very much with limited supply, very difficult being able to reallocate and allocate product to various orders. There's been some huge government projects that we've been involved in, and that, I think, has taken a lot of focus for the business. So as I think that we move into May, what we're going to see is that West Coast come out with a whole range of business opportunities and business development for everyone. More information regarding cloud, for instance, more information about working from home packages, more information about Wi-Fi and how important that's been, and connectivity, more information and opportunities regarding some of the vendors that are critical to the channel's performance at the moment. And I already mentioned Apple, for instance, but you're going to see more offers from HP, more offers from Lenovo. And I think that you can see a much more on the front foot coming through in May and June as supply frees up and there's an opportunity to be able to re-energize the channel. So you're not looking at yourself all the time now. You're now looking at saying, how can I support my partners? And we'll just try and all get onto the front foot and come out of this swinging.
Perfect. And it sounds very much, Alex, like you know, individual, you know, our health and our wellness and our well-being, again, taken very much into account. You sound pretty upbeat about the now and indeed the near and far future, you know, based on probably everything that we've been taught over the last 6 weeks. But it sounds like you're feeling pretty positive.
Well, this is me you're talking to, Glenn, and everyone who knows me knows that I'm the most positive man alive. Yeah? However, I also think when you're looking at your own business, it's probably right to have a healthy degree of pessimism about it, to make sure that you're doing the things that you should be doing. You know, furloughing where you haven't got capability or business has dropped off. You should be doing that, and West Coast are absolutely doing that. Because if you are sitting back and doing nothing, then other people are doing something and they will come out of this better than you. So therefore, you must be doing some things to make sure that your business is better protected when all of this is over. And as I said, it's not going to be over for a long time in terms of how we're all going to go back to work. And I'm certain that we're all going to go back to work in a very different capability in the future. We'll all be making a lot more video calls. I'm certain of that. You therefore must make sure that I think that all your people are well-trained, well-capable of looking at some of the technologies that they can use, and also making sure that they can do that with their customers as well, your customers as well. And West Coast are certainly no different. So yeah, my job is to make sure we're speaking to customers regularly, asking them how they can help. And one thing in particular, I think that I would encourage customers to do, which was beginning to happen before this all started, was to be looking as a VAR, to be looking at some of the things that you do that used to be value add, like configuration services or rollout engineering services. And you've got to look at that now and go, that doesn't feel like what we're good at and actually that we're competitive at. And therefore, I've got to be able to push that back to distribution. Now, that provides a whole range of opportunities for everyone. It improves your own cash flow, reduces your cost, reduces your fixed costs and step costs. And therefore, all of those things are good business things to do anyway. But actually, you've got to use distribution more than you've ever used them before. And one of the reasons that West Coast have invested in an enormous new config centre, an enormous new warehouse down in Andover, of course, is to be able to provide those services for all resellers and to really try and rip the cost out for you so that you can focus on things that are important to your end users, which is digital transformation and taking them to the cloud.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I'd be delighted to quite simply sit here and listen to you for hours on end, Alex, if I'm honest.
That's very, very kind. my joke telling capabilities are not great. So
no, well, I mean, that's it, though. I mean, this is what it's all about. This is what this is why I started the channel drop. And it's to get together. It's to have a relatively informal chat, but actually, you know, discover some really valuable information and insight from the mouths of people that are genuine experts in the field. And I think that's entirely apparent here. I think, you know, there's some great tips here, both from a vendor side and from a partner side. And I absolutely thank you for it. To finish off, how do everybody that is now going to be positively engaged and wanting to find out more information, how do people get in touch with you, make the most of West Coast and follow it through?
Listen, I'm happy to take anyone's calls, anyone's email. And by all means, link in with me to be able to get that easy connection. You'll find that I'm very responsive. West Coast as a whole are extremely responsive in terms of how we create this fast decision making. It's one of the great advantages of being a large privately owned business, of course, is that we're just so nimble compared to some of our competitors. So really do challenge us to say, how can you help me do this? Is there an opportunity to do that? So by all means, either speak to me personally or absolutely go through your West Coast account manager. Everyone is still working. Everyone is available to make sure that they can answer your queries. And do challenge them to say, how can you help us? Because I can assure you, that is the first words out of my mouth after I've asked you how you are and how your families are, is to say, how can West Coast help you? Please make sure that you think like that, because West Coast are very agile still as an organization, and we'll try and help everyone that we possibly can.
Perfect. And on that note, I think we'll finish it there. It's a great place to finish. Alex, thanks ever so much for dropping in this afternoon. I'm Glenn Robertson. There'll be more episodes to come from myself and from Alex. Very good afternoon. Stay well, stay healthy, and thanks very much. Thanks, Alex.
Carry on being fantastic. Thanks a lot.
Indeed. Cheers.